Brent Costello is with us now. Hello, mate. How are you going?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well. Well, if anyone was going to be able to get some time on the phone with Eddie Maguire, it's you, Brent Costello. Well done. Awesome interview on Saturday morning, chatting to Eddie in depth about his plans for AFL in Tasmania, or at least what he thinks should happen and would like to see happen. What's your take on all of that?
Yeah, look, it's hard to find a lot of holes in it, just to be honest, I reckon.
Yeah.
He's obviously not going to put something out there that he hasn't researched. And I think people got up in arms when they first heard about, you know, $20 million from the state government, $20 million from the federal government. Why are we having to pay that? Well, GWS didn't have to pay it, the Gold Coast didn't have to pay it. But he went on to explain in that interview that he wants that invested back into Tasmania, getting the foundation blocks built for this Tasmanian team to enter in 2028. So it'll directly be going back to the Tasmania. So $40 million a year back into Tasmania, building facilities, you know, even building medicine facilities and things like that. So, yeah, it's interesting. Whether it grows any legs and goes anywhere remains to be seen. Obviously, we're waiting on the review from Colin Carter, who's reviewing the Tasmanian Task Force business case as we speak, and we expect that in a few months' time. So whether that has some similarities to Eddie's view, we'll wait and see, but it's certainly got people talking, that's for sure.
Now, they say it's all in the timing. Anything to do with the fact there's a state election around the corner?
I don't think so, no. I think this is just Eddie, and we spoke to him off-air a little bit too. This is just his way of, he thinks people think, you know, this is him just trying to big note himself, or, you know, getting, you know, priming himself for the AFL CEO position or something like that. But he's just genuine about wanting, you know, something to happen for Tasmania and making it happen and not just talking about it. You know, we say we deserve a team and, you know, produce all these good players, but at the end of the day, that doesn't really count for anything when it's all about economics and things like that. So he just wants to draw the line and say, well, if Tassie wants to say this is how it's going to have to work.
I thought it was an interesting little aside comment that he made only very briefly about the fact that he always looks at real estate in Tassie.
Yeah, I did too. He said that, Jess, and said he's been interested in Tasmania for a while, and everyone is at the moment, aren't they?
So yeah.
It shouldn't come as a great surprise, I suppose, because we are the place to be. And I'm driving along Thetford at the moment and struggle to get accommodation up here, guys.
There you go.
Over the next few days, but this is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night I was looking for, and work couldn't find me anything. So just goes to show that Tassie is the place to be, and people want to come here at the moment. It's really exciting.
Stop it. You're encouraging them.
The secret's out, isn't it? Well, then surely.
All right, let's have a look at weekend footy. Melbourne doing all right?
Yeah, they're playing in Tassie fairly soon. Absolutely flying high to start the season.
Yeah, they are. 4-9, I think it was 1994, I was saying yesterday, since they've started the season this well, 4-9 Melbourne. So a lot to like about them, but not much has changed for them either. So you wonder what's clicked for them, because they've got the same sort of personnel, same coach, etc. But they're looking really good, and we know your Cats had a few outs to yesterday, Jess, so they'll be disappointed with the loss, but they've got you know, Jeremy Cameron sort of come in, Paddy Dangerfield still out of that team. So yeah, a lot to like about Melbourne, but we'll just wait a few more weeks to assess how they're going, I think, before we get too excited.
Yeah,
a couple of other undefeated teams as well. Western Bulldogs obviously are flying at the moment. Sydney Swans as well, who you would have got really good odds for at the start of the season, seem to be undefeated after four rounds, but they're playing some really exciting footy.
There's my team's excuse. What about yours?
Come on. We're both, Brent and I, in the Losers Club this week, aren't we?
Well, we all are.
Well, yeah.
I did tip the Eagles to get a win as well, I think.
Well, I reckon a lot of people did, Jess. I was disappointing, far out, up by, I can't remember, it was close to 5 goals if it wasn't, and to blow a lead like that, but it was just a game of 2 halves, and Kilda's pressure after half time was just outstanding, and you just wonder where it was in the first half, but yeah, really disappointing from West Coast, no doubt about that, but a really good response from to do after they were beaten up by Essendon a week earlier.
And for you guys, Lee, Port Adelaide at home, forced to be reckoned with.
Yeah, all of that has thrown my tips out for this week. Might as well scrunch that up and start again.
Yeah, it was a good win by Port, and again, a good response from them as well after that loss to West Coast over in Perth to knock off Richmond, who we all know won three of the last four flags. It was a great result for them, and turned the tables too on that prelim final result last year where Richmond got them on their home ground. So I'm pretty happy with that by Adelaide. Good to see Ryan Mansell too from North Launceston make his debut in that game for the Tigers. He's been an unbelievable scorer. He was overlooked in the draft last year after moving to South Australia and winning a flag with Football West Torrens over there, and wasn't an AFL player in January. He was picked up by the Tigers to go and train, then was added to the list by the supplementary rule, and makes his debut in a team where, you know, how do you break into a Richmond team? That just must show how well he's going.
Absolutely.
To break into the reigning premiership team. So hopefully he can hold his spot for this week's game against St Kilda on Thursday night.
All right, Brenno, we might leave it there. It is 8 o'clock. You have a great day in Launceston, and we'll see all the ladies' local news tonight at Wynn.
You will indeed, guys. Thanks, happy cheers.